What's Up Fool Podcast. Welcome to the What's Up Fool Podcast. The podcast that always says, what's up, fool? And a couple of yeah mans and a couple of, there she goes.
Yeah, man.
We got Lisa Esparza, Rodrigo Torres right here, co-host of the year. Johnny Ruck ain't here, man. He's somewhere lifting up Echo Park. That fool got kicked out of finally of the pigsty he was living in. You tell me, that place was dirty. I grew up with friends. Their house was that fucking dirty.
Get measles right there, dog.
There was actually a herpes outbreak in that apartment, man. A lot of cockroaches were walking out there with cold sores.
It looks like that where they like left like syrup on the ground and they packed in the carpet, dude.
And like that house was so dirty, bro. Like if you were to like start rolling up a bowl, like you can't even roll a decent joint in there.
Roll up a flea in it, dog.
Johnny's room was dirty too. What are you talking about, dude?
I took a nap in there one time, dog.
Oh, hell no.
I just slept on the sheet on top of the blankets and everything.
He had no windows, right?
There's one window.
And then Rizzo's room was dirty too, huh? Marcin Rizzo?
Yeah, it was the same room.
Yeah.
He slept on the swingers, Betty.
Yeah. I don't think my house was ever that dirty that I can remember. It could get dirty, but then I clean it up. But that one felt like they never cleaned it up, huh?
Nah, dude. It's all dark in there and like old cat hairs and dog hairs.
And then the trash can at the kitchen was stacked up high, huh?
Dude, they did not take shit out of
there. And then there was the dishes were stacked up high, but it's the kind of house where you think people did meth in there. But
you know go ahead. No, what I would have done is – I got to go get our guest. But what I would have done if I was Johnny and Martin, I would have banded together – I know they're not on the lease, but they should have contacted the landlord and said, look, this guy is destroying this apartment.
Like, that would have been the smartest
mildew,
thing to do.
There's all this stuff. I think it's not even safe to live there.
There's mold spores in the restroom.
So I would
Airbnb
be like,
going on.
Yeah, I'd be like this, you know, he's violating his lease and you're going to have a mess on your hands when he moves out. And I would have just ratted on him. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, that guy did fucking pull the good one on those fools. What's up, fool?
And the Airbnb it.
Yeah, well, I think that's the reason why that dude fucking gave him the boot too, dude.
Man, imagine doing the Airbnb in that house. He said, when I asked him, what would happen when you Airbnb it? He goes, they would just sleep, and then they would just take off, dog.
Would they leave, like, the key under a planter or something?
Yeah, man. This right here was for the speaker, right?
I believe so. Yeah, go for it.
All right, hold on, dog. Let's make a... What's Edwin's on what phone number? 562-755 still?
Yeah, it's the same one, dude.
I'll call this fool real quick. 562-755. There it is. 9111.
Yeah.
Real quick, like. If he picks up, he picks up. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Oh, we said his fucking phone number, though.
What?
No, we didn't. We didn't say the error code.
What's going on?
Oh, wow.
That's happening.
We're gonna call. We're on one right now, and I said his
whole
phone number.
You said his name, his phone number.
Are we live or not?
Yeah. I didn't see the error code, right?
Well, ain't nobody gonna call him, huh? 71 missed calls.
We got Eric Rivera right here, man. Just came back from doing Pilates, boxing training.
You're a Pilates man?
No, not at all.
You're a stretcher?
No, I run.
You run every day?
Yeah, I try to.
Oh, what's up, Eric?
How you been, man?
Up,
haven't seen you forever, man.
Hell yeah, man. We still got to do a movie, bro. Me and you, the odds couple.
You see them at that documentary little screening, that one in Burbank that one time? That cancer?
We call it.
Oh, yeah.
Pepe said I was there?
Yeah.
Options.
You had a bail because there was cats and you were getting allergic,
yeah,
right?
Dude. They brought me in. I'm allergic to cats. I started breaking out.
You have reached the voicemail box of 5-6.
Oh!
Happened?
Dang.
What's up, fool?
Is he still calling him?
Oh,
he's calling back.
What's up, fool?
Oh, he's going back?
Oh, no, he's not. Go check out Edwin San Juan, Cinco de Mayo Show in San Jose Improv.
Yeah.
I fucked up. We called a Paul Rodriguez one time. He didn't pick up either. His
number went out?
Number went out, yeah.
Dang.
But you used to crank call comedians, though, before. Like, you know how it's convenient, we give you a number and you go, call me, bro, but they never book you, and then you call in the middle of the night.
The worst part, if you don't have that person saved, you get excited, you think it's the industry. Hello?
And it's Ernie G.
Yeah. Said the industry. It's a 562 number.
City of industry.
People get excited, man. They clear their throat.
Hold on.
He said the industry.
What's up, fool?
What's going on, man?
Dog, I'm sorry, man. We're doing
change your number.
Change your number, bro.
Yeah, we gave it out.
We're doing the What's Up Fool podcast right now. We got Rodrigo Torres, Lisa, and Eric Rivera. And I was calling your number to promote your show at the San Jose Improv this weekend, right? And your number, like, we're going to leave a message, but then your number... You started giving out your number on the
fucking... You got fucking, that robot voicemail.
On the fucking automated message. We have to hang up real fast. So if you get any calls, bro, it's there's dudes that just want to blaze you out.
Ah, that's hilarious.
So yeah, imagine...
Bring them on.
You have a show at the San Jose Improv this Saturday?
It's on Sunday on Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayhem, bro. Yeah, all right, whatever you do, bro.
So they had to get a Filipino.
Leave the Birdman outside, bro. Don't bring him inside the show. You're excited about the show, man?
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been to San Jose Improv in like maybe like a year and a half.
Bro.
Now, so it's kind of cool to go back.
My first ever, ever happy 420 show was when you and I, we drove to San Jose and we went to go meet that manager at his house and they opened up the oven and there was nothing but baked homemade weed brownies, bro, like fudge.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went to go smoke. I think Louis G went with us. And they went to go smoke at the green room. I think that's probably the most I ever smoked in one day.
The one on the top?
Yeah, I think so. I think me and you, like, man, I haven't smoked with anybody like that, dude, like, that 420.
And that's what we met.
We met
Chris Thorin that night for the first time, too.
What's up, bro?
Hey, bro, they gave me $60, bro. I was happy. Yeah, man.
And weed brownies.
Weed brownies, bro. You smoke, Eric?
I don't.
Damn,
I because I missed the train on it. And then now that it's legal in California, I feel dumb going into a store and asking for stuff that I don't know. Like, I feel like it's so advanced now because everybody, the different strains and all the contraptions. So I wouldn't know.
It's all
like,
bullshit.
There's no like starter kit for people that want to get into weed. Like, dude. I can't go into the thing and like, hey, what do you got? And they give me just a box. Like, there's everything you need.
Fool, I remember there was no good weed, bro. Like where I was living. And me and loser-ass Chepo, we would catch a bus to go wait for Edwin to be at his house and come back
in Cerritos?
Coming from San Diego from hanging out with his mom.
Uh-huh. That's commitment to smoking. You take the transfers, dude.
Like, we were waiting outside like crackheads, bro, on the bus, fool.
Those were days you had that much
time.
Yeah,
you know, you guys eating dog meat.
Yeah, and then Edwin gave me an eighth and Chepo an eighth and some other fool an eighth, fool. By the time I taxed those fools on the way home, bro. Bro, give me half an eighth. We didn't even know them.
I didn't know that happened.
Hey, remember, man, when Edwin...
I wet my beak.
When Edwin said... No, not Edwin. Remember Dylan? And then Trenton said, he smoked some bud like Eric. But he didn't get lost like you, bro. He fucking said he locked himself in a trunk.
And wait, he locked himself in a car trunk?
Yeah, that was when that black sniper shooter was shooting people out of the trunk, too.
Yeah.
And he was slept in the trunk overnight. Like, damn.
That's where he thought he was going to be safe from the sniper?
Yeah. When he came out of the trunk, bro, he was like, Blackula, bro.
Brothula.
So, man, what's up, boo? And, man, I hope you have a... Everybody, you guys know who Edwin Zawan is, man? From the old days, bro? Remember the fucking...
Hell yeah, dog. Remember, I was thinking about his number with the old school card that he used to
have. Bro, I'll even remember his shows, bro, when he would do those shows at that... You know, the Filipino shows, we started off with the Filipino shows, but then it was all Asian. But dude, I'm Justin Rivera, bro.
Slanted comedy.
Slanted comedy. Justin Rivera will order, is that your cousin, bro, the Filipino guy? Magician. That fool will order more food than the money he was getting paid.
Yeah, those are the fools that go there
and then go eat after.
A prime rib.
No, that fool will get like a nuggets, like chicken tenders, mozzarella sticks, and then still have this big plate and a plate to go. And they have to go eat afterwards.
But that was, it was all free.
All free.
Oh, we've all done that, though. I used to do those banquet halls. Like, all right, we ain't got no money. I'm like, all right, let me get two of them prime ribs to go. I eat them in the car afterwards.
Yeah, Eric,
that's the best sometimes when they feed you. You don't even care about the working out in the set. It's just like, oh, man, this fool's got good burritos.
Heck yeah.
Noe, man. Noe would take all the plates home, bro.
No, remember Peter Chen was digging food out of the trash can at Gotham?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know that little cart where they pick the food up, the busboy cart?
Uh-huh.
Ew.
Yeah, he was eating a tostada right there.
I just seen him smash cans one time during someone's set.
And then, I think so, Edward or someone told, what you care about, salmonella? Oh, salmonella! No problem.
Salmonella.
God,
that's my cousin Sal from Manila.
That fool, when we're doing a show at the VFW with Gilbert Escobar, and there were a lot of aluminum cans and people were eating, and the comedian Peter Chen was walking around the tables and empty, getting other aluminum cans, putting them in his bag to take them home.
It's for the deposit?
Yeah. But not only that, Eric, this motherfucker was smashing them in the club while the comedian was on stage. So every time you get an applause break, crunch.
Couldn't wait to crush.
What's crushing on the stage and crushing the can. Fuck.
What's up, fool?
This was that. Is he still alive? I haven't heard of him.
Yeah. No, he's still alive. You know what?
Like 3 years
ago. Every once in a while, he shows up and does that Lotus Festival at Echo Park.
In Echo Park.
Does he collect cans there?
Yeah, he like the.
There are a lot of cans.
He does like the entertainment, bro. It's very bad.
Looking ridiculous.
He called me years ago, trying to get me to book a date on Jerry Springer and like play like an actor on the show. Because he was doing that for a while. He was doing Jerry Springer.
Like a town coordinator or what?
No, like a regular, fake cast.
Yeah,
fake cast. Who's the father? Shit.
Yeah. Dude, there was a couple comics that did those. Cause if you look back, you find them. You're like, wow. There's a couple dudes that have that as a credit.
Make it.
or sometimes your credit could just be he lives in a boat. Sebastian Santino brought up G. Riley at that one time.
Really? He lives on a boat?
G. Riley, the next comedian, he lives on a boat.
That's Marina Del Rey, man. This is an old Lake Elsinore over here.
One time we was back on G. Riley, brother. He had a gig in San Diego. I'll just ride it with my boat.
Out of the marina? Go south?
What's up, fool? Just watch Endgame already with your daughter or what?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, I was just making oatmeal for her right now, and she had my phone. I don't even have my phone anymore. My daughter has it half the time.
So did you watch that movie Endgame?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Were you sad at the end and shit?
You watch Game of Thrones, too?
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Fuck that show.
I watched
the last episode was the shit.
I just started watching Mad Men, bro.
Mad Men's great. Oh,
you behind you? I just started watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we didn't have cable during Mad Men.
Hey, I just found another Cristela Sugar canceled.
I just finished it. When's season 2 coming out?
Don't be opening up old wounds.
It's a kiss of death.
She's Mexican now. Leave her
sometimes
alone.
Sometimes I watch shows that are late. Like, I started watching Extras on BBC.
Yeah.
That shit is funny.
Oh, yeah, the one with the Ricky Gervais, that's Ricky the one Gervais, that came.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, dude, that's just funny. Dude, you guys see the one with De Niro in it?
No, I haven't gotten that one.
Oh, dude.
We saw Kate Winslet.
Fuck that
Sam Jackson.
Fuck that Ricky Gervais right now. He's probably the only funny dude on HBO right now.
It's a good ass
show.
Show
you did, bro?
So it was Enter Nose. It premiered last Friday, but a bunch of my family called me like, hey, we're watching that Endgame. They're like, we got time for this. But it's on demand right now. It's on HBO Now, HBO Go. It's called Entre Nos. It was me and a bunch of comics, Vanessa Gonzalez, Christian Ramirez, Rojo Perez, and myself. It was a great show, man.
Rojo Perez?
Yeah.
From New York,
Puerto
right?
Rican, yeah.
Yeah.
Papa.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican comedians give each other stellar names, huh? Who's that? Oh, bro, you don't want to fuck with Estrella Gomez, eh?
Yo, he's the king of laughter.
How about the Latin comic in New York, bro? What happened to him? What did it take him off the stage, the Puerto Rican dude?
He was trying to be an activist.
Wait, who's this?
The funny Latino. You don't know?
I don't know. You're
a Romanesque.
Oh, I do know that.
Yes,
yeah.
Dude.
Hi, Doug.
Dude. I bet right now, if Edwin is in New York, he'll pop out of the bush. Edwin, what are you doing?
He popped out on
he
this
did.
Book.
It's so weird. You
he
can't,
came out of nowhere. This guy
was able
Edwin,
to
like,
find
like
somebody
Birdman.
In New York who they didn't even he didn't even contact like you and Birdman. Say, hey, let's meet up at this corner. He's there. How did you find us in this?
Because he was doing some videos, and then that fool was all popped out of nowhere. Oh, I was just here getting my toes done. Look at your mother. She's so beautiful, the lady. Venga pa acá, señora. Let me kiss your hand. You're Felipe's mother.
You're like a reina for raising this young man to be a great comedian.
Yo, they have the Puerto Rican Day Festival. We're going to make you the queen.
Hilarious.
It's funny. We're here talking about Edwin's show at the San Jose Improv and Eric's show. People on the fucking YouTube are chatting right now are talking about D-Ray Davis and Corey Holcomb on fucking
They Twitter. Were on Jerry Springer. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. It was Chicago Comics.
It was like a threesome thing going on.
Corey was a lesbian chick that took his lady and he almost got into it with her. Bad God, you nasty bitch. No. That was hilarious. I didn't see the D-Ray one though.
All right, Edwin, man. I know you got to go back and feed your daughter that oatmeal.
Yeah, man. Thanks for supporting, bro. I appreciate
Hell yeah,
it.
Bro. We'll keep plugging
I'm
your show.
I'm proud of you, man. You're ripping it up, bro.
You too, Doc.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
You're stepping right, on my shit, man.
All right, fool. I'm going to bring the pirate right, over to your house. Bye. We're going to bring the pirate to your house.
Yeah, man.
Ricky the pirate.
Hang out, bro.
I'm going to dress up like Ricky the pirate, bro. Go
the
to your house.
Died.
He died.
Mabu high.
All right, fool.
Died?
All right,
man.
Yeah, you remember the pirate downtown? He died.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
dead?
Mm-hmm. I used to live in downtown, bro.
Everybody's dying.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I kind of moved out and lived with Lisa.
You kind of moved out.
I did move out. Step by step.
He's still not sure. He's like, I think I might have moved out.
I
had on my calendar.
It's starting to get serious.
December 12th, endgame. You know?
Starting to get serious.
I was going
to
bring up that Justin Rivera was at our wedding. I hired him to do magic and walk around.
I thought you hired him to network.
I took all the Pepsis.
I thought wasn't even blowing up balloons or nothing.
That guy was supposed to walk around and do magic while we were out there taking photos, and people were just kind of milling around before the reception.
Uh-huh.
It was the same setting. Just they were changing it to dinner and all that from the chairs after the wedding. So Justin shows up right when the reception was right when we were leaving the church or not church the ceremony and going outside. He shows up. Does his thing, and I swear after we were done with photos, he was like, so he had another gig to go to. And I was like...
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I didn't stop him there, but like, how much work did he do? And I was like, what am I paying for?
He didn't do shit, Doc.
He took all the Pepsis. They made him disappear.
Did you see him do any tricks?
You know who was more entertaining than Justin Rivera?
I swear he was there
He was handing out his card.
You know,
I love Justin, but I think he did a disappearing act on our wedding.
You know who was more interested to watch than Justin? Was Chepo, Juan Garcia, wearing pants.
Where he had shants on at our wedding.
He did? Oh,
yeah,
shit. I thought he had pants.
No, he didn't have pants. He had long shorts.
Oh, wow.
Long he had some long basketball shorts.
Yeah. Wants to show everybody's ankles.
I think they had creases in them, but they were shorts.
And you know, it's funny. He didn't care they were wearing shants at the wedding. He showed up. But Fred Stoller was sitting by in the corner. And every time you say hello to him, oh, you think this is okay? I'll just put this together right now.
I don't know about this jacket. Yeah.
I don't know about this jacket. Give him some Fred Stoller, bro.
I need to talk to the head of the network. I heard Al Madrigal's here. Going to get Stoller stories.
Maybe Eric Andre put me in a show.
I think so.
You know him?
Yeah, did he sell his book after the wedding? He's just out front.
But he stopped bringing his book. The box got too heavy.
Didn't he get a hernia?
Yeah.
The true Jewish man right there. How to lift the boxes.
What's up? We got Eric Rivera right here, fool.
What's up, dog?
This fool's down, bro. You don't know that, bro. That's why you know punk, dog.
Why would
we ain't going to choke this motherfucker, dog.
Why are you trying to get crazy?
No,
you
bro.
Do?
One time the fool was like, battling this other guy, but hey, like those like the New York comics were boxing each other, and this fool just tried to box me, motherfucker. We're gonna say no names, bro. You know we got these fucking metiches over there that go around town here right now.
It's not even that. Comics talk to podcast listeners, avid podcast listeners, and ask them who's talking about me.
Wow,
that's what I heard through the grapevine.
What?
Yeah,
you know that. People are asking because they don't have time to listen to the podcast.
Really?
They got time to ask.
Fucking, she's
hey, bro.
You do it on Google. You put your name and it'll ping when someone's talking about you.
Hey,
so I'm telling you now, all you listeners, if you're asking, somebody comes up and asks you, and they're a comic, and they're asking you what people are saying about them on podcast, don't tell them.
Dude. Don't tell them. Tell them to go subscribe.
But that's what I heard too, though. If they would actually pay the listeners, if they paid them money, they wouldn't snitch them out. So they got snitched out.
Me and Eric Rivera, we did a show in D.C., bro, for the National Council of Raza, which is now LULAC, which is now something else.
Yeah, they've changed their name like 3-4 times.
You were the host of that thing. You worked all day for them, huh?
Yeah, I did it like 3-4 years in a row, and then they had me book the final year, and they were like, oh, what comics can you recommend? I sent them a list over, and I hate to say this, but this dude messed up the gig for me because I would have kept booking it, and they were like, oh, we want Ty Rivera. I was like, listen. I love Ty. I think he's funny. But be warned, I can't control Ty once he hits that stage. And when I tell you his opening line, I just see all these congressmen and senators stand up and they just walked out.
Yeah,
and I was like, I lost this gig.
What did he say?
He opened up with...
Somebody punched me.
His opening line was, I got Mandingo fucked last night.
Yeah.
And I just see all dudes in the suit just get up and leave. And I was just like... All right, I lost this game.
He ain't ready for no corporate game.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But I'm never going to tell a comic, like, don't say. I'm just like, just read the room. Please, read the room. Just.
But some contracts will tell you that. Like, you can't, you know, you can't talk a certain way.
Right.
Like, if you get hired for something like that. Now, some of them, I mean, I'm very specific before he books a corporate gig. And I have to, you know, like, he can be clean.
Yeah.
There's no problem there. But I want to know what the restrictions are. Because sometimes, like, they'll... You know, they won't want to mention anything political, or they won't want to mention a certain name or something like that. Not just cursing or whatever.
Oh, no, I think you can get with dirty. Those. You can get political because it wasn't Geraldo with us that.
Yeah.
And he got political.
No, I'm not in that one.
Oh, no, no. So, yeah, I did one year where Geraldo did it and he got political and they loved him. But I'm like, you just read the room. There's senators. There's people there of Congress. They don't want to.
Keep it PC.
They don't want to be Mandingo fucked. Let's not open with that.
Especially because it's too rough, you look at the audience. There's only like three African Americans in the audience, and one of them is like the main guy from UPS,
right?
And the other guy, for reals,
yeah.
And the other guy is like the really, really main guy from Greyhound, and the other guy is like a main guy from somewhere other company, like a Hewlett Packard or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He controls the West Coast. These are big shots, so for them to walk out, you probably gonna never. They're gonna remember your name.
Yeah. So but, yeah, I got the call the following year. Like, yeah, we're gonna take a break from the comedy. I was like, okay,
for the wonder, bro.
Yeah,
because you know I went back.
Oh, did you?
It was Gina Brion.
Okay,
myself and then some other a magician guy that was. He would have his own show.
Hip-hop magician.
He would have his own show on Mundo's 3 or Telemundo's 3 or CTV 1. One of those channels, right?
And
he's like a hip hop magician, bro.
So wait, what is
like
it?
He does crib signs and a fucking bird comes out. Or a blood sign.
I don't think it's that
interesting. A pigeon comes out. But anyways, cool. He's hip-hop. That's what I thought he was going to say, you know? But this fool showed up, man, and like, he was dressed up, bro.
Like tuxedo?
They were not buying it, bro. And, but everybody was so nice. But
a lot of the audience is a little too PC, though.
I got a call from, as soon as I got off the stage, some woman was talking shit about me already, you know?
Oh, she was online?
About me and Johnny. And I said, you must have left because I got a stand ovation. You missed that, right?
Right.
and then after that, she was attacked by my fans. But she didn't see the whole show, you know?
Yeah,
she
walked
out on the parts she didn't like.
Or some people don't listen to the whole joke. They hear a word. Yeah.
They hear one word and get triggered. And, yeah.
But Johnny did a joke about having a threesome. She didn't want to, whatever. And they had whatever, man and man sex. And she wrote that this guy was doing homophobic jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, but there was a bodyguard. I don't know if you had bodyguards who were in charge of you guys or security.
No. You have security? I'm not that important yet.
We have, there was
high profile, dog.
They had security for, like, the comics, you know?
Him and Obama. Rolling away.
But this was gung-ho fool. So at the end of the show, he walks, hey, man, you guys are offending two people. We need to get the fuck out of here.
Two people.
The fool rushes out, bro. Rushes out. They were going to mob and kick our ass. And took us to the elevator.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the hotel rooms. And we're coming back in our shorts. We see Gina Brion and the main lady. Uh-huh. So you guys are too good to hang out with us? You didn't know they ushered us out of here?
Hilarious. They got you in a side of a car, sped off.
Hey man, when you book a show, for those people who don't know what it means to book a show, every comedian's like if a comedian is killing, you're feeling good because you had a good show. But then you put up Chai Rivera, right? You feel the same cringiness as everybody else, huh?
Right.
It's like you're up there now, huh?
Oh yeah, because I was in charge of that show, so I had booked it. I felt when they left, I was like, oh, this is not good right now. And then I felt bad for the next dude going up after him because you could just tell everyone was uncomfortable.
Oh, Ty wasn't closing it out?
No.
Oh my God.
No, I was hosting. Carmen Lynch went up. And Carmen,
she's funny, right?
Carmen's very funny. She's been on. She was on Letterman. She's been on Colbert a couple times.
She's done those gigs before.
Yeah,
so she knows.
So she was clean. She did her thing, and then Ty went up, and there was no massaging it in. Like I've done corporate gigs, where I'm like, I got some stuff that's a little edgy, but let me set the tone first and see how far I can push that.
It,
nope, didn't even
with no Vaseline.
No lube, just
all dry just like dry. Arizona.
Damn, that's crazy. Because you know what? Edwin kind of had that same situation. Remember, he did that for the police. He did a show for
Edwin's
the
one who was just on the phone.
For Lee Baca was
Yeah, for Lee
sheriff.
Baca.
That's right.
And they had all that controversy with the sheriff's department and racism and stuff going on. But so Edwin gets up there and he does his regular set, which has a lot. It's peppered with a lot of race jokes. Yeah. Not racist.
My brother-in-law.
But yeah, so his brother is his brother-in-law is black, and so he has a lot of jokes about that and
vinegar
and Filipinos vinegar. And stuff. So he's got these jokes that are kind of crossing the line.
Right.
But when you put it in that context, with these people are coming under scrutiny.
Uh-huh.
For their racism, the whole sheriff.
He was talking about he had never worked at Stephen's Steakhouse again.
Yeah, like they couldn't laugh. A lot of them left, and they had to. They actually had to give a comment to the press because the press was like, "What the fuck?" And Edwin's just doing his set, just plowing through. You know, like what?
You know, when they bring up in the old days when they bring that big hook,
he
was leaning on it. Eh?
Yeah. He was like, what?
The dude from the Sandman from the Apollo team dancing out. And he was just like, come on, man. I'm not done.
You bring in a tambourine with, dancing with him, bro.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than getting hired to do a gig like that and you just bomb it and it's not going well. You can't fix it.
Oh. Then they stopped him. He went to go take a.
They wanted a comment from him and everything. Yeah,
he went when he was in Las Vegas before they legalized marijuana. After his first show, he went to go take a smoke break and he got stopped by the police. And it was on television, I think, on Cops.
They handcuffed him.
Yeah.
They handcuffed him.
Did he use it as a credit?
Yeah, he should.
He uses it at the end of his show in Vegas. He shows that clip because he got rid of the joint. I guess he fucking kind of kicked it down the drain, and they were looking for it. So that's when it was really illegal.
Wow.
In Vegas. And then they let him go.
Fuck.
No evidence.
So this week, bro, we have Eric Rivera, and we have the director of a movie with called El Chicano.
Comes out Friday,
May 3rd, right?
Superhero, right?
May 3rd, yeah.
You saw it?
I saw it.
You saw it?
We seen it.
You liked it?
I loved it. I thought it was dope. Like, I didn't know what to expect.
You're in it, huh?
No, I wish. I wish.
I was trying to find Frankie Quinones, bro. I saw his name at the bottom.
Well, we missed the first.
I think he was in the game.
Yeah.
You know when I came in there? I came in there when... The brother out. Looking through all his, he's talking to somebody about his brother.
He got the brother box, right?
Okay.
Brother box.
Yeah. It's just like 15 minutes.
You know, it's like the setup to
everything with the brothers and everything.
I think Frankie
and
is in
even
that.
Like, yeah.
Did
I think
you see him?
I seen it right when it started, when Emilio was in the weird wheelchair.
Yeah.
When George Lopez, the young cop, walks up to him with the stop sign with the stencil on it.
Yeah.
And then, Emilio Rivera takes off in the wheelchair. Right. El Chicano gets him.
It felt like the movie felt like El Punishero. But finally, bro, we have a fucking any kind of Latino superhero. We got Machete now.
Yeah.
We got El Chicano.
As long as he ain't cleaning or something.
We couldn't have a dude in the Avengers. We couldn't have one guy.
I know, right?
One.
They at least drives them around. Where something, you going? We're going to space? All right.
Something.
One, my little tornado guy.
Yeah, dude.
El Nino.
I always wish they would have made that Michelle Rodriguez, that she, remember, she was in the Machete story.
Uh-huh.
She she was like she worked at the food truck, but she had some sort of, revolutionary sort of thing.
Yeah,
and they were kind of branding her like Jay.
Her fucking arm turned into a pistol, right?
In the other movie, that was different.
Oh.
Sin City?
Yeah, I think Sin City.
I thought Robert Rodriguez was going to come out with some shit like that, but I guess not that.
You came out with Machete, bro.
El Machetón.
Machete was tight, dog.
Yeah.
I loved it. That was the blaxploitation style movie.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were talking about no, like,
Steven Seagal lost his mind after that movie, huh?
Hell yeah. Puñeta.
He is badass fuck, bro.
And then the hair, dog.
And then when they cut his eye, he's like, Pendejo.
Puñeta.
Hair is dark as fuck, huh? Black, dog.
His hair looks like...
He still does exhibitions in Russia. You ever seen?
Oh my god! Ridiculous. You see that shit, dude? Those fools don't even touch him, dog.
Yeah,
they just
fall over. He just looks at them and they just fall down.
He's like,
that preacher that like goes like this.
They go.
You've been saved, brother.
Benny Hinn, that guy.
Remember when Steven Seagal had that show where he was a cop in Louisiana?
Yeah,
he was like the leader of a doing raids, right?
Yeah.
Sheriff and shit.
He had some fucking spider senses.
He had spidey sense vision.
Yeah,
the camera would change to like this.
Oh. Blurry. Check his pockets, and that fool walking with a shotgun, dude.
Like he has X-ray vision.
Set a bad show, dog.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best show.
And then some kid was really broke his arm or something, a little black kid, and it's all black
people. It's a black neighborhood.
And
he's
the only white
into.
Dude there, and he starts speaking Cajun to them.
Yeah,
bro.
Like,
where baby get hurt? Hey.
He didn't speak Cajun. He
or
turned
Creole
on a black
or some
accent.
Shit, right?
Where baby get hurt?
No, he just turned on a black accent. He said, where the baby got hit? Yeah. I was like, who is that this guy where the buzzard. Baby got hit? That's like Barbara Billingsley on Airplanes. I speak jive.
Yeah. And then the fucking show has to end, and they got to solve their case right in time because Steven Seagal's fat ass and the rest of the sheriffs have a blues band show to go to.
Steven Seagal wearing the orthopedic shoes.
The worst blues music ever, bro.
Horrible, dog.
Him and Bruce Willis, you get them both back together and
Jim Belushi. Jim Belushi, too. Another don't forget one, about him.
Johnny Depp has to play guitar, dog.
And Dan Aykroyd's vodka.
That white boy's blue.
You're going to come up with your own cologne or vodka? Like,
like he looks like he'd have his own cologne.
I live Ramundo has his own fucking...
No, he doesn't.
It's a... Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were about to say cologne. I was like, come on.
It's wrong white, right?
One, no, one. Ron set him up with it.
Oh, wait.
But it's his. Okay, his
wait, it's the
number
Juan?
Number one.
Okay, because you're saying Juan. I was like, he did not.
Yeah,
call
yeah. Number Juan.
Number Juan tequila.
I got my little Mexican right here selling little bottles.
And he sells it at the place. Whenever he's doing a show at a club, he'll sell it that weekend at the club, and he'll get a cut of that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he didn't get cut out of the divorce.
Come with your own mofongo, bro.
Come out with some adobo.
So you were raised in New York?
I was raised in New York, born and raised.
Where at?
What borough?
No boroughs. I was born in your shell.
Oh, damn.
My mom and dad made Queens.
Where the hell's that at?
It's upstate. That's
upstate.
Don't say it like that. That's a very.
Rochester.
It's like North Bronx. We're right above the Bronx.
AOC over here.
When Puerto Ricans get credit, they move to North Shell. That's what it is.
Same thing, East LA to Pico Rivera.
I was raised in Boyle Heights Hills. Bro, right there on Boyle Avenue.
But there's a little. Didn't you say that fool used to work at Budweiser? Lived up the hill, and those were like the well-to-do fools in Boyle Heights. In the Heights,
the hills, the height hills. No, so my mom and dad met in Flushing, and then my mom was like,
"Damn,
I'm not gonna,
some hard ass Puerto Ricans."
She was like, "I'm not going to raise no kids in the boroughs," so they moved to the suburbs. Yeah. But it's North Bronx.
Because
if you say Westchester, people think,
stretch that borough like a mother.
Yeah, people go, he lives up in the mountains, upstate.
Like people who live in Montebello saying they live in L.A.
Man, I've been in San Antonio and asked people, where you live at, man? You're from L.A. too, apart, Pomona.
we met somebody in El Paso that said they were from L.A., and then we're over there from Indio.
What?
It's like, oh my God. The greater Los Angeles area?
She said Palmdale first, and then Indio, biatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the DJ there, right? Trying to start a new name and shit. Listen, Donald herself? Draper. She said, then she pronounced like Canada. She said Canada. It's Canada.
My God.
Everybody corrected her. She's trying to be all sophisticated. Bitchy marrana.
Stop putting accents on words.
And then I'm like, you're probably trying to say Grenada. Yeah, that's what it was. She went south. Was it called a scalawag or what? A grifter that like says they're from somewhere? From somewhere?
Grifter.
Like a transplant?
Mm-hmm. So how'd you feel about your HBO set?
I felt good, man. I was sold on the HBO because I feel like they're the only platform right now that's doing anything for Latino comedy.
Yeah,
because you had your special there. I know George did his special. And now they're creating this platform for
the
next up-and-coming Latino comics.
The first one's Showtime, I think.
Oh, first one was? And then three
right
of them.
Right now. Yeah.
All the live ones were on HBO.
Yeah. The last one he did was in San Antonio.
Tall, dark, and right? Yeah.
So it felt good to like, they're reaching out and they're trying to help out comedians and put us into a light. Because it's sad that you go to some of these meetings, they don't know who anybody is. They know George, they know Fluffy, and then after that it's like, we don't know anybody. I'm like,
that's it. That's your
my publicist doesn't even know I used to go to Dodger Stadium.
But, dude, that's a trip, though, because there ain't shit for Latinos right now. There's
no Que Locos.
Fuck no. That shit died.
There's no Standard Revolution.
Dude, when was Que Locos the last hit? 90? 2000? 2001.
That local comedy jam with Jeff Garcia and Dak.
Come on, dog. We're going to give you your fucking first fucking credit, dog. Wearing the same clothes at the mall, dog. They'll recognize you.
Well, I saw that fool, bro. I saw that fool, bro, in a picture, bro, with a little girl that the mom heard about our show, right? And the mom... went to my acting class, Deborah Lyman. Deborah Lyman, hit her up.
Oh, you trying to be all fancy, give her a little accent on the name? She's from Canada?
No, she's
Lyman.
She's from Rochester.
Syracuse.
She's from the RGV. Yeah, man. And then like, the little girl doing stand-up comedy now. Because she went to the Laugh Factory. The Laugh Factory, but I invited
comedy
her to
camp?
The Laugh Factory comedy camp.
Right.
And but now that she's on performing with the devil, bro. And then she called her my mija now.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the devil giving her a kiss in the cheek.
Weird, huh?
How old is this kid?
12.
Little, dog.
13, 14 years old.
What do they got to talk about at 12?
I know, right?
Traffic's crazy.
My mom sent me to the room, bitch.
Because yeah. there was like, it's funny with little kids because there was that one little white girl that kind of went viral for a while.
Yeah.
Man, come on, dude. Your fucking dad's right there.
You have kids, right?
I do. I got two kids, man.
You have two kids, dog?
Yeah, man. Damn, 6 and 2.
Fuck. You got your hands full, dog.
Damn, you're busy, man. Where do you find the time to go out on the road and be a pimp?
Right.
Come on, dog. Only me, bro. Give him Willie.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Ask if she has a friend, bro. Thought you were married. Hey, bro. It's just a contract, dude, bro.
You had a pilot, huh?
I did. I sold a what show 5 years ago with Eva Longoria over at NBC.
Congratulations.
And they were like, they were very excited about it because they were like, we want to get Latinos on television. So then they made Welcome to Sweden.
Welcome to Sweden?
Yeah.
That was your show?
No. They passed on my show and went on that show because it's more diverse. It's a white guy in Sweden with whiter people. So it's, you know.
It works.
It works, right?
Well, they said they wanted to put Latinos on TV.
They say that every year. Every year I sit there and they're like, this is the
every
year.
Every year we hear this.
Was your show
speech.
A family show or what was it?
It was a family show, yeah. And nothing.
Nothing?
So it's every year I see people get their hopes up. Like, this could be the one. And then every year.
Leave
like,
your wives.
Nope. Like you had the show with Dustin.
We've had two development deals. That year, well, with Dustin Ibarra, we had one.
Yeah.
Gabriel Iglesias had one too.
Yeah.
Cheech and Paul Rodriguez had one.
Yeah.
Angela Johnston had one.
And Gina Brion.
And Gina Brion had
one. Hers was backed by Kevin James.
Yeah. And then that Puerto Rican comedian had one. No, Dominican guy.
Uh huh.
He was going to be a cop or something. Right.
He began with a V, his name.
Vincent Camaño, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they all said passed on all
passed
of them.
On everything.
That's what happened this year, too. There was 9 pilots and none of them went.
We got passed on, too. We had another one this year.
Yeah.
And that was when with Vin Diesel's company. We're still going to do it.
Yeah.
We're just going to pitch to different outlets this next time and have a different writer. But
just tell me when you get no money.
Well, it wasn't sold yet.
When you get a holding deal.
Do you guys mess with Hulu at all?
No, well, this one's
not up to us.
No?
Like the production company and that they have relationships with certain networks, but I think this time we're going to go to cable and streaming instead, and we're going to change it up from a network sort of. We're going to go differently this time with a different writer.
Traditional routes.
But they still want to do it. So we're still with one race company. Nice. So they're still believing the idea.
Sorry. How far did you get, though?
We sold the script, and then we didn't make a pilot.
That was the first one. That's how that first one was.
That's what we did?
Yeah, the first one won.
You get the penalty fee for not
No, we didn't have a penalty attached to our...
We did it.
Oh, nice.
We got paid not to work.
Well, it's a penalty, but then there's like 4 people to divide it.
Yeah, there's a lawyer, there's agents, and you're like, yeah, well,
there's also 2 showrunners. They're getting a piece.
Right after our show got canceled, well, we didn't get picked up. Dustin got picked up on another show.
Yeah, Kevin saved, almost saved the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then another one too, right?
He got a pilot after that. And I don't think it got picked up. Yeah, I think he did a pilot. He does pilots every time he's done.
Yeah, that dude's he's a good actor. Yeah. He's got a nice look to him.
Yeah.
He was in a horror movie, too.
Mm-hmm. He was in
a carnival worker.
Us? Yeah, he's in Us.
Oh, is he? Oh, I haven't seen
that movie. Trose.
It's funny, man. When I saw him, and I went to the premiere of it, and I went up and I screamed, Dustin Ibarra! And Fluffy was sitting over there all sad.
I was tripping that he was wearing a Black Flag shirt.
Cool. Our other guest is here.
Yeah.
If you want to switch with Eric.
You have shows coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be Cinco de Mayo. I know you got people going to see San Jose, but I'm going to be Portland at Harvey.
Fuck yeah. Portland is tight, bro.
I've never been. This is my first time.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then go watch HBO Now, HBO Go, HBO On Demand.
Are you flying there?
Yeah. I'm flying there.
All right. Are you going to stay in a condo or a hotel?
A hotel. Yeah.
Okay, in Portland?
In Portland, yeah.
Because, see, that guy, I don't think he's booking it anymore.
That's a new owner.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you don't really need a car, bro.
Okay.
You can move around by subway or fucking my bus.
Oh,
nice. They have a nice train system.
Yes, okay. It's beautiful, man. You're going to have fun.
Rent a bike.
Coming along with your wife?
My wife might come up, which we're not sure yet. We got to figure out if somebody's going to come out and watch the kids because we ain't got no family.
We're going to interview the guy from Chicano. You can sit over here in the side with us.
Or
you can
go over there. Switch over there.
You can sit in the middle with us. What's your Instagram, Eric?
I am Eric Rivera, E-R-I-K, Rivera, If you can't spell that, then I can't help you.
When did you come to LA? Cause I saw you. I remember seeing you at the Laugh Factory with your little coat.
Been out here 10 years, man. I'll tell you what, if anybody follows me on social media, I'll send them a free copy of my one-hour special that's a couple years old. It's on iTunes. It's $20. You get it for free. Just follow me.
Just go follow him right now, man. Yeah. Go follow him. Wait, give it to us again.
Eric, E-R-I-K, Rivera, comedy. Go find me. I look just like me.
Congratulations, Mario Cruz, on your first audition. Bro, you live in a fucking Atlanta, bro. There's no way you shouldn't be going to more auditions. Come on, bro.
Walking Dead. Come on.
They fucking filmed Endgame there.
Did they? I didn't know that.
The bottom, I went to the end of the movie.
To see where they filmed it?
And I saw the big Atlanta peach.
Okay.
What's up, fool?
What's up, man? What's up?
What's going on, man?
You bet over here. We got the director of El Chicano.
Ben Hernandez, right?
Ben Hernandez Way.
Yeah. I follow you on Instagram, man. You a busy man. Supergirl, I see you everything. Doing your thing.
It's been a blessing, bro.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I must admit, I did see El Chicano. And
we all did.
I got there late.
Yeah.
But I watched the.
We got there 15.
When I got there, I sat down late. When I got up, I went to Rodrigo. What the fuck did I miss? Emilio got shot. You're funny, man. When you ask ghetto ass people about a movie, they never remember the character's name in the fucking movie.
They know their actor name?
Hey, bro, what happened, bro? Eric Rivera just got fucking shot, but how bad? What character is he? Fuck that dude. The dude. The dude that saw the crack in the front of the house.
He's a guy in a wheelchair. Yeah. He got shot.
Yeah, he's been in everything. I just can't remember his name.
Rodrigo, we were there, right?
Yeah, dude.
Me and Lisa, we were looking for fucking parking in the area, man. Yeah.
Dude, it's bad. The parking.
Oh,
bad.
Shit. Oh, shit. Sal Lopez.
Oh,
we got royalty here, cocksuckers. Yes, we're not fucking around.
Latino Hollywood.
We got the man, the myth, the legend, Sal Lopez.
The man,
the myth.
What's up,
man? Have a seat.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks so much.
You didn't tell your uncle was coming, bro.
How you doing?
You all got Eric. Nice to meet you.
How you doing, brother?
Hi, man. What are they? Look at earphones y todo. You're professional,
yeah,
isn't it?
No, right?
Wow. Hell yeah, man. We don't even pay rent here, bro. They loan it to us. Yeah, this is like a co-op. This place works like a co-op, Al Madrigal and Burr Kreischer.
It's fantastic.
Bill Burr. They're like a bunch of comedians. They got together and they pissed their money I'm a podcast that started here and everyone else brought their podcast to the studio and we share the revenue and everything.
Orale.
And nice. So it's all.
Wow, that's like great. You're all 60s.
Look at this.
We're like a union.
Hey, collective, man.
Eric Rivera, man. Why doesn't Al Madrigal invite you to do your own podcast in the fucking
network? I don't know, man. I don't really know Al.
I'm getting louder because I want people to hear this.
Yeah.
Why hasn't Al Madrigal?
Is he in the next room?
Ask Eric Rivera to do something with the network.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
It's like, it should be it's like the All Things Caucasian Network. I'm just kidding. Anyways. All right, people. Sorry, shit. Hey,
can you spare a water?
Yes.
Sure, yeah. Really? Oh.
You know, you can get them at the 99-cent store, bro.
That's right here, bro.
Bam, thank you. Done. My favorite store.
Look, you got the different one. We got Kirkland. You got Arrowhead.
Yeah, well, you know. You get the good stuff.
Look at this one.
Bro, we shop at the 89-cent store. They got Loteria in that one. Yeah.
That's right.
That's funny, but like, there's 89, there's 99, and there's something like they're cheaper than that.
Oh, yeah.
But when you get there, not everything is 99 cents.
Uh-huh.
They're still like $1.50.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
And like the big 64-liter of orange soda.
Orale. Well, you know.
Where did you grow up, man? You.
Tell him. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. We had family. Familia.
Orale. San Fernando or Pacoima?
Pacoima, Sylmar. I bounced around in the Van Nuys area, too. So.
Yeah. I was in rehab in 1990 with a bunch of guys from Pacoima and San Fernando.
Really?
There's a big cholo that showed up. Look who, dude. He had a big tattoo. It said Serna on it.
Yeah.
And he had pacas right over it. And then somebody told me, no, bro, his whole fucking family, they're from Pacoima.
Oh, okay.
And there was another dude that showed up. All different, like, Chicanos who look different. Like, one dude looks Prieto, the other guy looks Güero, one guy looks Native. But the guy from San Fernando, man, he had, like, green eyes. And, they were all talking about doing heroin in Hampson Dam.
Oh, what a trip. Yeah, we used to go there as kids at Hampson Dam. They had the horse riding there, and every Sunday you would go there.
We had a donkey in our rehab. His name was Samson. As soon as you put anything near his tail by his butt, that fool runs. Like, if he didn't want to move, you want to move, bro, just tap him right there with a stick, bro. He gets scared.
Oh, my God.
What was he doing at the rehab? Was he like an emotional support donkey or
yeah,
something?
He was.
Everybody's petting.
Petting.
It was very biblical. It's funny when, like, I guess he never went for a walk. So I just took him out of the thing and started walking him like he was my dog.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's other horses in the stables. And you couldn't hear him. The other horses angry or in heat that he was passing by. They were stomping. And
really?
Maybe they wanted it, you know, or something. Why he out? Why the ugly ass fool out there?
Sounds man. Like me. I start stomping, too, and I walk around the house. And
so
it's about that time.
Where you from? Not where you from, but where you grew up?
I grew up in South Central LA, bro.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And that at that time, there was all black. There's no
38
there
feet
not,
and shit.
There was not a whole lot of us around.
Just you, huh?
Now, yeah. Now, of course, it's all Latino down there.
Okay.
You were there by Crenshaw and shit?
The jazz area? Actually, I grew up, in Watts, then Nato, then Florencia, and Marimani and Florence. And then eventually, we moved up to Huntington Park.
Okay. Moving on up.
HP, bro.
HP, that's right.
Andy Super Burgers.
That's right, bro. That's right. Yeah.
That was like when we grew up in Pico Gardens housing projects in Boyle Heights, but there was like only one McDonald's on Marengo by the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And one,
and another one on 8th and Soto. Only two McDonald's. You remember, only two McDonald's.
Yeah.
But my dad hated those McDonald's burgers, right? Uh-huh. So we go to HP, Andy Super Burgers. There was nothing, bro, but warehouses and factories.
That's
wow. And my dad would buy us burgers there, but my dad would get like a big fucking fried chicken meal.
Okay.
It's sad when we were little, man, like how small the sodas were, bro.
Uh-huh.
You had to share it with five brothers.
Oh, man. One sip.
I don't really like soda. Just to get a bigger one. The reverse psychology. I don't want no cake.
I don't want extra fries.
Hey,
I mean, who's the Atari? I hate it.
That's funny
because we had Atari, bro.
Uh-huh.
And man, so when you grew up, you have to have an imagination to have fun.
Oh man, we didn't have any of that, bro. Come on,
Trompo.
There was seven.
Imagine, a horse.
Imagine there was seven of us brothers, all boys. So we didn't get anything. All we, you know, and all my brothers, they all got hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Man, I got hand-me-downs for my older brother.
Gee, that's how it worked, yeah.
But we had one sister, too, but she wore my brother hand-me-down, bro.
Oh, really?
She wore our underwear with shit stains.
Oh.
She has to pee standing up. That's seven brothers, bro. Like, no sister, wow. Like, for fun. Probably for Halloween, they'll go dress up as each other, bro. Right. Yeah, you'll be Pablo. Sense. I'll be Sal. Eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to be all artistic.
That's it, man. Imagine my mom. Yeah, she's all,
where'd you get your artistic side from? Where do you want to be like something else? Like me growing up in the projects, like always in my, like on YouTube probably, Eric, like you always wanted more, huh? Like everybody everybody in my neighborhood will only stay in the neighborhood. Like
right.
Barbecue is in the neighborhood. Birthday parties in the neighborhood, swimming pool in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I'm the only one that I would like get on a bus, on the RTD, and get the fuck out of Dodge, bro.
Right, yeah.
I'll be at Central Market, Grand Central Market, bro, eating free apples and nobody looking.
Oh my God.
It's true. It's
letting
true,
an old man patting a shoulder for a quarter.
Right.
At the arcade right there, bro, in downtown LA. A lot of perverts, bro. Bro, I remember like just standing there and this black old man goes, rub my shoulder, you want to play? And I say, hell yeah. And he gave me four quarters, bro. He just rubbed my shoulders, bro.
This sounds like you're finding Neverland right here. These are the quarters he gave me right here. Man,
well, I didn't even know that they were perverts, bro. I thought they were, man, you know, a lot of guys that give you quarters.
Yeah.
What do you do? Nothing, bro. Just tap in the shoulder. They hover over you when you play Dig Dug.
Let's wrestle.
Let's wrestle. Take your shirt off.
They kept fixing my belt.
Have you ever seen Gladiator?
What was the other one? That white dude was saying, you ever seen a wood chipper? So when, how the fuck, I saw a Chicano, man. You were badass as always.
Thank you, brother. He's amazing. Yeah.
You steal like scene stealer.
Right? It's a great movie.
How the hell do you look the same right now as you did as Edward almost father in American Me?
Well, now I can play his father, right? Now I don't need the makeup.
It's true, man.
You know? So you get the script for the audition. What, like, what's your first thought when you see this part?
For which one? Are we talking about
El Chicano? No, we're talking about
American Eve.
No, El Chicano, man. It was actually, I didn't know the whole story. When I auditioned, I just got one of the scenes and I did my thing. And then I heard, I don't remember, it was a while later. And they said, well, they want you to do this other part. I said, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I read the script. It was great. And I didn't know Ben. But all these Latinos in it, I said, oh, man, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud. And that's why I'm here, because I really want to help promote the movie. I think it's, you know, I think it's a milestone for us. And I think it's going to be really good for the gente to see it.
I when I was watching a movie, I was watching, you know, because you watch all these movies, Endgame, Marvel movies, right? Watch it like that. But then you halfway through, you start watching like a little boy, like a 12-year-old boy. And you're like, okay, better turn him to a fucking Chicano, so I'm going to leave, eh? Right? Because once you see the superhero, you want to see him again, you know, like, sure. And then, you know, you start watching like a little boy, like, would you come back, superhero, all this talking, you know? So, yeah, man, that's what I started liking it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I know it's like, you got to see it in the movie, like not like go in there, like, judge it against other movies, you know? You're going to miss out the greatness of the movie, man. And I was telling this to this other dude, right? Bro, I watched this movie like I used to watch The Incredible Hulk.
Right.
And I loved it. It was good, you know? It's a little anti-paisa message, but you get over that, eh?
Right. Kill the root. It's evil. That root is evil.
I saw it because it reminded me of the story of like Zorro.
Right.
Like in Zorro, you always had these old school, they call them Dons from Spain, who want to reclaim America, California, and put the Native Americans back into slavery. Right. Mm-hmm. So they got the gold. Well, that's why I started like that.
Yeah, you know, it's just it was important to tell a grounded story.
Yeah, man.
You know, so that we could really relate as a Latino community, even though it still has a universal message, but it was like, and you know, Endgame, those are wonderful films, but it's all leaned on action and stunts and visual effects.
Fucking fools up.
Fucking fools up. And I wanted to have this really great balance of still, you know, talking about the culture and the familia and just the relationships you have with your mother and the people that you love and then you have this kind of moment where it just kind of converts into this superhero theme and it's cool.
And you watch the movie, bro, looking at the bad guy that looks like Cap G.
Right.
The rapper. Right. Like, I thought it was Cap G. And you watch it and goes, man, I hope this motherfucker dies in pieces. Right. I don't want him to die quick.
Yeah.
I want him to die ugly like Danny Trejo ugly.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's the one thing I loved about the movie is like these other superhero movies, like nobody really gets hurt. This dude is like a person. So you see him get messed up. And rebuild and come back.
Exactly. There's a human side to that. And it's not some, you know, gavacho that's a billionaire in a cave, right?
Right.
You know, this is...
It's the projects, bro.
Bro. His powers are within him, within his culture, his familia, what he has to fight for. So there's a human side to it. And what's exciting is, you know, it's an all-Latino cast. I mean, it's like, I know Sal, fortunately, I'm so glad we're friends now, but I knew him. I mean, growing up, to see him, Marco Rodriguez, from the Zoot Suit times to, you know, we talked about the Latino Theater Company.
Yeah.
You know.
Plaza de la Raza.
Yeah, bro. It's like, you can't forget those people that I came up watching on television. You know, the veteranos. We have like, it's like almost three different generations of Mexicanos, Latinos working together.
Right.
From Marlene Forte, who comes out of New York, to Sal Lopez, again from, you know, from the Latino Theater Company, Marco Rodriguez. And then now the new one's coming up, Amy Garcia from Lucifer, Raul Castillo, who plays Diego, plays El Chicano.
Yeah.
Just a phenomenal cast. And it's a blessing. And
for Emilio.
First pinchy time, man. It's not like no one's... All of these roles are prominent roles. There's not a dishwasher. There's not a waiter. There's not some Mexicanos waiting in front of the Home Depot. They're all prominent roles that help push the movie forward, the story forward.
Right.
So I'm really proud about that. It's time, man. It's time.
How long did it take to get the movie together?
You know, it was a process. You know, once we finished it, it was roughly about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took about 3 years because we generally started pushing it towards the studio system. And the push that we got was they freaked out that it was all Latino cast. You know, Martinez's character, they wanted to be a gabacho. They wanted to be a white guy who had a name, who could help push and help the financing. And I refused. I said, because each one of those characters was someone that I grew up with.
Right, right.
And Martinez's character is based on a homeboy of mine that I grew up in Chicago. And we always used to joke, like, there's Mexicans in Chicago?
Right.
In Chi-Town? Didn't even know, huh?
Subway Shilo, Mexican.
Huh? Yeah, so we had the running joke all the time.
And people don't know, man, like, when we're doing our HBO special, we have to show HBO statistics of Latinos who watch HBO.
Oh, really?
The people, the different types of people that come to my show, you know, and we show them a lot of stuff. And I'm trying to find this video, right? And there are these two Muslim girls, right? They're from Morocco. And they wear their little Moroccan, you know, they're Muslim ladies. And they're from Spain. They speak Spanish. And the reason I know them now because they put a video that went viral because I shared it. It was them quoting Blood In, Blood Out.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
In front of the pyramids, bro. Right? Oh, wow. And then, right? And then they took a picture of, they put themselves in front of the Pino.
No way.
And then, well, these fucking chicks were here last week, and they went to actually the tourists. You know, some people go to they go to Disneyland. Well, they went to East Los and took a picture in front of Pino like this.
Oh my god!
Like Vatos Locos Forever.
Vatos Locos Forever. That is great.
So that's amazing. Man, people don't understand, bro. Like our culture is popular, man.
Yeah,
it's as popular like when you go to places like. Like fucking Rotterdam, you go over there, bro. We're the Al Pacinos of that town, bro. When people look at like Sal Lopez over there, man, they see him just staying where they see Brando, bro. Like,
right. Yeah,
our culture is the Godfather to them because they grew up watching. We grew up watching the Godfather, so we emulate, you know, all those movies, bro. But for them. Are like American Me, those type of movies, or they love that shit. When you watch, as soon as you walk, they quote it to you, bro. But they look forever. Or you mentioned you're from South Central. Like, I was getting fucked up over there, bro. Like, I was doing a lot of drugs. And the reason they left me alone was because I told them I was from Boyle Heights and from East Los. And I said, bro, right here, you got stripes.
You're protected.
So, yeah, man, this movie like that, man, like, people like this movie, like, it's gonna like a lot of the people in LA are gonna like it, but everybody everywhere, you know, here they go watch.
That's what I hope. Yeah. I hope. That's cool,
man.
That's
the difference between East LA and LA. It's a whole different country. This place is supposed to be
home. The Piña.
It's good to be home.
Wow. That's a trip.
Yeah. They're from Morocco.
That is crazy.
So you start getting a pushback to change the character to a white guy, and you stick your guns, which is amazing.
I have to.
Like Felipe says, we have to almost go above and beyond. Like, he's got to show statistics to get a special on HBO.
Yeah.
And this dude, I follow him on Instagram. He's got to change his name to Sold Out. Every show is sold out, but HBO still needs more proof.
Yeah.
We got to get you on. Like, I pitch shows all the time, and it's like, all right, what happens, you know, season four, episode, and you're like, I know you're not asking these because I've seen these stories where these people go, I go in with half a page and they gave me a show. And you're like, wow, okay.
So who's going to protect? Yeah, if you're going to go down two or three seasons down, like what's how's the story going to end, or what the arc of the story? It's like, I know. It's like
there was a famous story with Lena Dunham where she talked about she pitched girls and it was half a page and she didn't even have characters. Here you go. And you're like, how come I can't get that?
Yeah.
I got to tell you what happens episode 9, season 5, and the love interest.
You need blood fingerprint from every comedian, every actor who says that their problems will be in it.
Yeah. It's true. It's like if it's not, I feel like in the studio system, if it's not in front of their face and a for sure thing, it you know becomes such a business.
Right.
And there's a lot of fear about that. But I had to stick to my guns and, you know, the base of the story was, it's very personal to me. I lost a brother to gang violence 12 years ago. He was killed. And I started writing a memoir about his life and then eventually started creating a script for him as I was coming up in the business and working on it. And unfortunately, we had another tragedy. I lost a daughter. And Joe Carnahan, being my best friend, said, hey, man, as crazy as it sounds, I think it's time to dedicate this to not only to your brother but to your daughter.
Right.
And once I took care of my family, I got a blessing from, you know, my wife saying, it's okay, you got to finish this thing. And I went to New York, and I wrote for 4 weeks. I wrote 185 pages, good, bad, ugly, and came back with to Joe with these with these papers and with the story, I mean, and we had a place out in Palm Springs. We sat down for 4 weeks, you know. We drank tequila shots. We hugged. We cried. And we got these 125 amazing pages
right.
of this origin story that's really our first, like, Mexican superhero. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how everything aligns, you know. It's like a few weeks before we started prepping, once we got the money, my mother suddenly passed away, who was a huge fan of the script and the narrative and everything. And you kind of feel like here's these, you know, three guardian angels taking care of me while we go through the process. And she was really proud of the fact that, you know, I kept everything real and grounded,
right.
you know, with the characters being what they are. So, and all Latino cast, man. It's such a blessing to have.
It's amazing.
Like,
hey, man, well, you know, I we're the big ticket buyers when it comes to movies. So,
hell yeah, but I went to go see that movie, really, Endgame, bro. And I looked around me, bro, it was all Mexicans.
Yeah. It's true, but it's yeah.
We
it's less.
We all snuck our food inside too.
Still got yeah, bro. And no, huh?
Let me tell you, man. And then, like, you can tell, like, when we're watching the movie, like, everybody was falling asleep, and then Black Panther showed up, and then everybody got excited, bro. Because you know what, bro? We want to see diversity.
Yeah.
It just showed yeah, right bro. There how much diversity you want to see, because we were falling asleep, bro, during the movie. I ain't gonna lie. Most of the kids, they were talking. There were kids running around. The lady was selling tamales outside. But there was some guy filming the whole movie. There was some guy filming the movie with a boom mic and shit. Yeah. You know, we get professional. And no, but when Black Panther came out, you should have seen the crowd exploded, bro.
Right.
Exploded like when fucking cool. Bruce Lee brought out the fucking nunchucks and fucking uh-huh. Enter the Dragon, bro.
Right.
Or whatever that movie was, bro. Fifth
yeah.
of Fury.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
Chinese
they wanted to see it, bro. They want diversity. Yeah. People don't know.
Yeah,
it's true, man. Listen, it's less than 3% they get casted in Latino.
When they play in Peoria, fuck Peoria. They're never gonna come to LA. They're never gonna go. They ain't gonna go nowhere.
Yeah, man.
Well, we're everywhere now.
Yeah, we're everywhere. It's like, and it is. We're fighting the good fight. Less than 3% of cast Latino that have Latino roles in this industry, but we're over 25% of ticket sales, man. Yeah. We're a huge demographic.
And we're not represented.
We're not represented. It's the only thing left. Can't even go to Beachy Disneyland anymore. It's too
Night
expensive.
Night of the Living Dead 3.
I just took my kids to Disneyland.
How much did it cost you?
No, I'm going to like, but it breaks my heart.
Oh, man.
There's no signs of Coco anywhere. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that?
Nothing. We're going to every store trying to find Coco shirts. Yep. I was like, oh, no, sorry. We don't have anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Which, by the way, that was the first movie my kid, he's 7 now, he saw and he got to see someone that looked like him.
Yes.
And it was just.
Yeah, man.
Like, I didn't realize the effect it had on him. I was like, wow.
He looked like a skull.
That's crazy. We don't feed him. He's all skin and bones.
Man. Oh man!
Any movie, man. Like, any movie, bro. Like when you see your part, your race, it feels good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never forget that. Because I think when I saw articles about the Green Hornet and Kato.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you find out that in China it was Kato and Green Hornet
because
they cared more about Bruce Lee's part than they did about him.
Sure.
So they got excited only when Bruce Lee came out. And it's true. You're a little kid, bro. When you saw somebody do a karate kick or you saw an Asian guy in a movie, this movie's going to be badass.
Let's go.
Someone's going to get a roundhouse. Yeah. Fuck Chuck Norris.
We all did the Bruce Lee sound.
I cared about Kato more, too, though.
Yeah.
I didn't care about
this. He was badass, man. Yeah. When you watched Lorenzo and Tonto, you think, when is this Indian going to kill somebody? He's the one who's badass.
Yeah.
Because I remember back in the days, you know Willie Barcena? You know Crazy Willie Barcena?
Yeah, Willie, yeah.
Yeah, you wrestle with him?
No. Wait, this sounds like a Willie personal Barcena story. What happened?
Willie Barcena each time would joke. He goes, you never see any Chicanos or Mexicans in the movie. They only like in a John Wayne movie and shit. Like John, he gets shot 75 times. John Wayne gets shot one time. And then the Chicano only line is, boss, are you okay? Motherfucker, you got shot 75 times? You worry about this asshole? Hey, that's how it was. So
he married 3 Latinas, though, John Wayne.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I heard he was a Nazi. Not anymore.
You're right.
John Wayne talked about cryptid war. I didn't give a fuck about John anymore. He was a Nazi. Not anymore. Right. You know that song, right?
Nah.
But who's that? It's a punk band. They sing that song. John Wayne was a Nazi.
Yeah, I know that NoFX claimed he was a Nazi.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of rumor. You're from Hollywood. Say, oh, you know what's up, man. You probably hung around with Frank Sinatra and beat up homeless people. Pack. I heard that. There's a story. Like, when you hear, like, oh, you go to downtown LA, and you talk to the old dude, like the old veterano, but I'm talking about old, bro. Guys that are... That their eyes look that they're blue now, you know?
Yeah, they have a haze over them.
Yeah. Back in the days.
Never had sunglasses, homie.
Sinatra, John Wayne, they will come out here and kick all the homeless guys in the head. Because they were messing up the neighborhood.
We need them to come back.
Oh. El Chicano's here.
Hey, man, yes, property right, value's going down.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Beating up bums.
Brought the pack.
That's funny.
Yeah, the guy goes, "Don't park at Much Love." Was do a Night of Living Dead. I think I remember him. He was awesome. Oh, Super Vato, like Boulevard Nights.
Boulevard Nights. Oh, another one. Yeah. God,
but Boulevard Nights brought the movie that got me into sniffing pre-cat.
Really?
Wow. What an inspiration.
Oh, wow. What an inspiration. That movie did big things.
So, you got a sock.
In that movie, Blood In, Blood Out. No, not Blood In, Blood Out. Boulevard Nights.
Boulevard Nights.
Where Danny LaPaz gets his tattoos. Uh-huh. That's my neighborhood, bro.
Is it really?
I grew up right there, bro.
Wow.
Right there, the liquor store, bro. And every time a Budweiser truck would park, anything would park, we would take everything out of it.
Oh, man.
It's just when they're rolling. They roll
anything, up. Bro. We would take sandias, bro, a box full of hats, cooking wine. We didn't even know what it was.
Just
and then we sold it to the neighborhood, bro. Like,
uh-huh. Man, this is a beautiful memory.
Someone stole my mud flaps, eh?
So he was like robbing
me. We ran into one. What's his name one time? You were there. You walked out on us, bro.
When?
You had allergies.
You had allergies because of
that movie, yeah.
And Pepe Serna was there.
Yeah.
Was a woman that. Option C.
She had cancer.
She had cancer.
And so she did it. What she did was she beat it holistically with food.
In pain.
And like all natural.
Really?
Yeah, because there's studies that show like certain foods will help you fight certain diseases inside. So this was her process.
She was fighting cancer.
She was like stage three. Like she was not doing well.
What did Pepe Serna say? Fuck it, I'm doing chemo. I'm taking no chances.
He looked at me and goes, Charlie, hey, when I had cancer, I did the chemo.
I wasn't taking no chances.
We started hanging around with him. He was making us laugh. That fucker's funny, bro.
Look at Rappy Grandpa, dog.
He was telling us about it. Yeah, well, he goes, yeah, man, I'm from Corpus Christi, too, man. I fucked Farrah Fawcett in high school.
This one said, I went to prom with her, eh?
He actually lives in Palm Springs. He went and saw the movie when we were out there.
Okay.
And he loved
badass,
the film.
Man. Right.
I remember seeing him. We thought it was majority of 90% were all, you know, older white Caucasians, you know, retired. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Just screened the film there. And then from a crowd of people, I see one brown guy coming around. I'm like, God, that's Pepe Serna. I'm looking at Joe Carney, I'm like, is that Pepe? Yeah, it is. And I'm like, oh my God. And he was there. I didn't realize he lived there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He loved it.
I saw him on audition, bro, and I was all focused. And then when I saw him, I got starstruck. I said, fuck it, just throw my...
like, throw your sides.
The way I gave this shit, hey, this fool,
I was starstruck. What do you mean?
Oh, man, it's funny, like, when you see, it's good to see a lot of Latinos at the same audition, but sometimes, like, I don't know if they were auditioning. They were auditioning on fucking Beverly Hills Dogs or something.
Right.
And I went in there. They had everybody there, bro.
Yeah.
All the comedians. They want to see everybody. Rudy Moreno. Fucking Willie Barsena. Me. Paul was there. Paul Rodriguez, right?
Paul Rodriguez.
Everybody, right? And then Isai Morales comes in with his notes. And then Paul Rodriguez goes like this. He looks at Isai Morales. He goes, that's it. I'm fucking out of here. We're going to get it. They're going to give it to Isai. He's cute. We're all fucking ugly. Right? Where's George?
Classic Puerto Rican play to Mexico.
That used to happen a lot with
George is El Chicano.
Yeah. But it was like that with Rivera.
Or, play the old Chicano, baby. He was on George, bro.
What I live.
May 3rd, people, go watch the Chicano.
May 3rd, man. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Please.
That's right.
Come support. This is, it's bigger than its parts, man. It's a movement. This is only the beginning to start telling Latino stories. There's a million of them.
Then we can do a sequel.
Then we can do the
sequel. Oh, there it is.
Set up for a sequel.
Hey, man.
At the end?
Yeah. That dude.
Yeah.
That
I was curious. Was that like planned? Like, I'm going second part.
Yeah. Dude, I like that you threw in that guy in the movie, man. The one that like kind of leads. I don't want to say too much because it's going to lead to a spoiler alert. But the other actor, the one that was El Chicano homie, he was like fucking Alfred of the projects. Alfred of the hood.
You talking about, Marco Rodriguez?
Marco Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's a legend, man.
Yeah, he's a legend.
So he's like, when I'm watching a movie, I was watching, okay, he's like, if he's Batman, he's Alfred.
That's right.
Eh?
Yeah.
And I was watching him because I didn't know his name. Right, because I know from Cobra and other movies.
Yeah.
And that goes, he looked like Edward James. Fuck it, he's Edward James almost.
almost. I think he actually, wasn't he an understudy?
Well, he went,
went and did it, right?
Actually, when we were both in the play, when Eddie went to New York, Marco took over the role.
The
Pachuco role.
Yeah.
That's how we met. That's
so you worked in the original Zoot Suit play?
Yeah. With Marco and I, yeah.
Damn.
That was my first.
What was that like when you first hit the stage and the crowd reaction?
Well, you know, the thing is I hadn't seen the play, so I got cast and then they said, has anyone not seen the play? And I went, I haven't. So, okay, you want to come tonight? So I come to see the play at the Aquarius Theater at that time. It had already moved. And I sat there and I, oh my God, I'm in this. You know, I was really, it was just mind blowing. So what was really amazing is the electricity in the audience. I mean, you had people coming from Arizona, buses coming from all over the country to come and see this play. And it was full, packed house every night with a roar of a standing ovation every show. It was just the most amazing thing. I don't think I'll ever experience that again. Wow, it was fantastic. Pretty electric. It was amazing. And it was, you know, and you had Raza who had never been to the theater. I mean, most of the people had never been to the theater. So sometimes you'd have the Pachuco, you know, when the sailors come out and beat him up. And some other vatos would get off and get out, you know, hey, they're going to go help the Pachuco, man.
Hilarious.
They wait from outside. People got their playbills ready to start, but those dudes are like, come here.
Ushers are holding
them
back.
Talk to you real quick.
Calmense. They're feeling that shit.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. It was amazing.
Iconic.
Yeah. And that's great. You know, and Eddie, well, we were talking about Pepe. I think Pepe's the only one that could ever tell Eddie, because you're saying how he's really funny. He says, yeah, Eddie almost, he's almost an actor.
That sounds like
Pepe's. That's him.
Almost an actor.
That was funny, man. He was telling, he started rapping. He had
rapping grandpa.
Rapping grandpa.
The little eye.
Really?
Yeah, he made his eye go like this up somehow.
No way, dude.
I'm here to tell all the chamacos. My name is Napaco. Crazy ass shit, dude. It was hilarious.
Dude.
Wow. He was a fool, man.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Actually going to do a movie sometime this year. Pepe and I, with a new John Sayles film.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll do it in September, October.
You work that's a lot?
I do all right. I'm starting another movie in about a week. It's called Centurion. It's cool. It's about this. Actually, there's going to be a bunch of Mexicanos in it, man.
I love it.
Really, it's those dancing horses, you know, with Mexican music. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Centenario.
Yeah.
Blessing.
Before El Chicano, what else you do?
When I started the business, I was a stuntman. I was a Hollywood stuntman. That's how I got in the business when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
And I worked my way up. I was like, started seeing them paychecks. I was like, wait a minute. I can pretend to fight than actually really do it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my mother and my grandmother raised all six of us. There were six of us. I was the oldest of six. And she just built an incredible work ethic with us. Mm-hmm. And if you ever had this opportunity to really, you know, take advantage of a situation that's good for you to take care of your family, you know, and I just knew. And I fell in love. I had the bug.
Right.
Right when I was on set, I fell in love with you know, in the business.
And mom and grandma were supportive from the jump?
Man, from the jump, man.
Really?
It's like, every, I want to know who the, what a grip was, electrician, you know, first AD, second AD, PAs. I wanted to absorb. It was my school.
Wow.
That was my school. So I moved up and then eventually stunt coordinating, second unit directing, started developing my writing skills and learned lenses. I was just absorbing everything. I was the first one there and the last one to leave.
Okay.
And that was my school. And I had mentors like Joe Carnahan, David O. Russell, and they gave me this opportunity to start directing second unit and start telling stories. So it was really my film school, my training. And that's how it all started, man.
What is directing second unit?
What did I direct?
Yeah.
With David O. Russell was everything after Three Kings. So I did Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle, Joy, The Fighter. I did The Fighter. For Joe, I did Smoking Aces, The Gray.
I love Smoking Aces, bro.
Thanks,
bro. I really don't love that movie, bro, but I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, we had a blast.
I love when movie like spends enough time telling me who these bad guys are.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
I don't bad guys to show as a surprise.
Dude, the scene, I think, when he just pulls the...
Bro, there was a scene in Smoking Aces that you got to understand, bro. It's taken from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Uh-huh.
Like when the quiet scene, because there's a scene in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly where... when they blew up that bridge and they're playing a sad music, and then Clint Eastwood takes off his poncho and he gives them this guy who's dying and he gives them a little cigar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the same scene.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of times.
You know your movies, Felipe.
I know, man. He does, bro.
That's a lot of movies, bro.
Well, escapism, right? That was what we did as Latino, right. Especially growing up. You couldn't afford much, especially if you could pay for a ticket. I shouldn't be saying that, but you know, you kind of sneak into the other movies.
But don't sneak into El Chicano.
El Chicano, though.
Buy the ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Quick question. Who was worse, Don Simpson or Harvey Weinstein?
I like them both.
we're just reading that book. We're talking about that book.
When did Don pass away, though?
Don Simpson, yeah. It was Simpson and Bruckheimer.
Right.
Concept. He's the one that came up with the idea of putting a killer-ass song for the killer-ass movie like Top Gun. You have no right to action, ask me how I feel.
Action comedies like
Don Simpson. You know Simpson and Bruckheimer?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours.
Yeah.
Top Gun.
But, dude, tell them, Charles and this guy, the scene when they're picking out... that chick for fucking that scene.
Oh, Flashdance.
Flashdance, what do you say?
Well, you say it better.
Oh, man.
Tell
they're fucking picking off Flashdance. They brought in Susan Sarandon or Sigourney Weaver, one of them. And then they brought in the other girl who got the part. And they were like looking around. Okay, she's a great actress. But right in front of them, bro. But I wouldn't want to fuck these two. Get that one.
No way.
One was more homely than the other.
Yeah.
Somebody you want to fuck on screen.
Dude.
Hey, I want to be in that power. Showbiz.
Yeah, showbiz. Everybody has their way.
I want chips.
Jesus.
Wow.
Dude.
That ever happened to you? Like you were in a casting couch?
No, but I did work on Chips.
I love Chips.
Felipe's trying to get confessions here on this podcast.
You guys don't know where Chips was actually filmed, you know, the driving part. Was filmed right there on fucking. In Los Angeles, downtown LA, the little circle.
Okay.
The circle there.
The same area where they played in fucking in Scarface. That was Freedom's Town.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
I only know that because that other actor was on Joe Diaz's podcast. He said it.
Oh, did he?
What's his name?
Stephen Bauer.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasó, USA?
Yeah.
You started acting young, right?
What do you mean?
Like yesterday? You look good.
Nice.
Bro, you look that good too, bro.
I know. It was amazing.
Thank you, man. Thanks, brother.
Yo, you're 20?
I wish.
You don't believe it, bro. He's 30, 24 years old.
41.
Look like John Candy. Wagons East.
So now you direct all these big movies, Silver Linings, Smoking Aces. How does it feel when it's finally your project and you're the guy?
It's surreal, but very proud, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like then if you feel like this responsibility, this is my opportunity to go, and I'm getting offers already, and I'm having to, it's not easy, you know. You got to feed your family, you got to take care of your familia,
right?
But I'm really, and I talked to Sal about this, even actually Marco last night. I want to stay Latin-based right now. I think it's really important. There's a lot
of stories, man. If Tyler Perry could stay all black, why can't you stay all Latino?
Yeah. Brother, that's exactly right. And it's like...
Why not? It works.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. The Tyler Perry system where... You know,
throwing a white, don't throw your crazy story. Like, come on, Eric Rivera, your sitcom's great, but throwing a white vampire.
Right.
With a neighbor.
But we got all these crazy stories, you know, get togethers for Christmas. The same concept that he does, but Latin based on the Latin tip, which is really important. So I'm pushing the fact that just trying to, there's some offers out there that are really excited that are Latin based and we're talking right
there
now.
There you go. Well, me and Felipe are going to pitch you right along. Latino.
Yeah, bro. Right along? We're going to do Vampire Nislos.
Vampire Nislos?
Yeah. A bunch of we're going to be vampire, bro. Uh-huh. We're being chased by Latinx. Latinx, because they have the cross. So everybody who says women X, Latinx, they're all going to be vampire killers in my movie, bro. Yeah. Going after cholos, eh? Anybody who likes corn. Look at it right here.
Because they're gluten-free. They
Galaxy Sparks, Sal Lopez, El Padrino with Emilio Rivera.
Oh, that's right.
David Chapa, Jennifer Tilly. Then he does a bunch of cameras. Right. Thumbs up. Saludos, homie. My respect from Chino Cali.
Orale.
Stay up, dude.
Orale. Yeah, that was an amazing movie. The cast in that, man, it was amazing, the cast on that movie.
Wow, when was that?
Oh, gee, I don't remember. I think it was, when was that? Must have been 2000s, early 2000s, maybe. I don't remember. Wow. I was younger.
I was in rehab, bro. When they shot American Me, bro, I probably would have been in it, dog.
Really?
I would have been an extra or somebody. I was up my neighborhood. You'd
have been in the background.
I would have been shot. Or after the movie. I was up American Me, bro. I was so scared after that movie, bro. My brother and I we brought down our bunk beds, bro. that used to be on top. I used to be on the bottom, bro. I wouldn't have that feeling. So we brought the bunk beds down.
Oh, that's funny.
Just fucking slam holding hands.
Get at you quicker, huh?
Dude, what's up, fool? May 3rd, go watch El Chicano.
Right on.
Playing in over 800 movie theaters.
That's right.
That's right.
This Friday, man.
I want to encourage all those people in Whittier, man. It's playing at the Whittier Theater.
At the Whittier Theater. It's
over there.
It's in McAllen, Texas, which is Raul Castillo's hometown, town. Right. It's in New York City.
Cool.
It's out there, man.
Where in New York?
There near Times Square.
Oh, I think. Okay.
Near Times Square. There's a Regal Theater out there. I got some gente out there, they're going to go see it.
Right. So now, where are you going to go see it? Are you
going
to go?
I'm actually going to. I saw it last night. I've seen it today at AMC Third Theater in Burbank.
Okay.
At 7 p.m., yeah.
All right.
We're going to – Amy Garcia and I are doing a Q&A.
Oh, nice.
Over there, yeah.
Very cool.
So we got, familia.
Burbank at what time?
All the seats.
Burbank at what time, when?
7 p.m., AMC Burbank AMC Theaters.
May 3rd?
Tonight.
Right? Tonight. Everybody watching live? Go to Burbank AMC Movie Theaters at 7 o'clock and go to the Q&A, man.
We got to support, man.
Are we live right now?
We are live. Yeah.
Don't tell me that now.
Wow. Yeah, it's all live. And it's funny, man. When I was watching the movie, man, it reminded me of that fucking vigilante Street Hawk.
Yeah.
That's funny. When I was describing the movie right here, or before you got here, but it was like El Panichero.
Right.
And do the main actor really know martial arts?
Raul was we trained him for about we were with him for about 6 months.
Yeah,
that fool reminded me of that action hero from Mexico when I grew up, Valentin Trujillo.
Okay,
Perro Callejero Uno, Perro Callejero Dos, Perro Callejero Tres.
Nice.
Bro, there's a movie in Mexico that Juan Gabriel did, and it was the only movie that he did in Islos. It was called El Otro Lado del Puente.
Uh-huh.
It's the other side of the bridge, and Lucha Villa is there, and then he plays his mom. And his mom, Juan Gabriel's mom is Lucha Villa. And like, he was like this kid that like, his mom grew up in East LA and he was trying to be an actor or singer in Hollywood. Right. And he meets all these crazy people and they told him where his mom was. And he goes to see his mom, bro, at an East Los. And like, she don't recognize because she's been doing a lot of PCP. So she's all fucked up, bro. And then the song plays. Mi linda madre. That song, that little sad song starts playing, but you should start crying, dog. And Valentin Trujillo plays.
This is like great, Rated R Coco. At
Valentin Trujillo, who looks like the lead actor in El Chicano, he plays his crazy ass brother, bro, who gets beat up all the time and joins Latino gangs.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
But it was like every horrible cholo, bro. They're wearing like pink bandanas. Like, back in the day, bro, they didn't know how to put cholo in movies, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Next cholo.
Like, they're fucking wearing orange suit, orange penalties in fucking 21 Jump Street.
Man, I'm impressed.
It's called El Otro Lado del Puente, the other side of the bridge, Lucha Villa, Valentín Trujillo. And it's shot in Echo Park area and wow. East Los area.
Wow, you're more Mexican than me. I said,
yeah, bro, me too, my mom and dad was taking me to the fucking drive-in theater in the Fiesta 4,
yeah.
The Sundown, the Norwalk.
The Floral.
Floral. And my dad would, bro, cheap motherfucker would never buy hot dogs or pizzas. The snack bar was just a movie to me. Uh-huh. something I could never be in or star in or eat in.
Yeah, we used to go to La Fama Bakery before we went to the Florida.
Get all your food.
Don't try to out Mexican me.
I don't know, man. My dad would buy like a little box of KFC,
uh-huh.
And then my dad would like keep it warm, and he'll put it in the motor, bro. So every fucking piece of chicken tastes like oil. But he'll leave it there to warm up.
It tastes like WD-40.
It's a lot of oil, bro.
A little Pennzoil in there.
Hello, yeah.
Sabor Pennzoil.
Hell yeah, man. I can see that the movie being a series, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
A sequel, bro.
Yeah, the sequel for sure. They're also talking about an illustrated novel, a comic book thing. Yeah.
Hey, man, that sounds great.
It's cool.
Yeah, you know, my son works at DC Comics.
I already know, man.
I'm saying Netflix lost all those Marvel shows.
Right?
And Chicano fit right in there.
Just cut them all down. Just like
they lost all of them?
Yeah, well, because Disney's going to open up their own digital streaming. Yeah.
Some of them were just too much, bro. Like, I was watching The Punisher, the first season. Awesome.
El Punisher?
And then the second one was like, all right, man, would you please turn into a Punisher and kill somebody? But you and your family. Bro, fuck your family.
We got it.
I never got into the blind guy. What's his name?
Oh, Daredevil?
Oh, Daredevil.
I never got into the Fist Fury.
Yeah, I tried to get into that one. I didn't like that
black hair who owed me like Breaking Bad. I never got into her either. Nora Dunn? What's that show called?
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Another one. I was talking about a movie, right? So I was telling Lisa about your movie. There was a movie also back in the 70s. It was like a Mexicano movie. It was called Chicano Power or Mojado Power or Mojado Power?
Probably
or Chicano Power.
Why's he turning at me? You're the movie guy.
Mojado Power Power?
That sounds more familiar, Mojado.
And then Mojado there was, it was like this, it was like a Mexican immigrant who went to Mexico and then like there's a bunch of KKKs, men killing a bunch of paisas.
Uh-huh.
And that fool goes over there, bro, and he puts a red bandana and starts fucking them up.
Really? That sounds like Mojado Power.
That's Mojado Power.
You saw it?
Yeah. No, I don't. I remember that title.
Somebody help me here. What's up, fool?
Yeah.
Eric, man, you should come back next week, bro. Be our co-host with Rodrigo.
All right, I'm down.
You ain't doing shit, bro.
I got nothing.
Have fun.
I live a couple blocks away.
Mojado Power, when did it come out?
1981. There you go.
Yeah.
You're probably on coke then, though.
Yeah.
Now I'm stealing Budweiser from my father when they were in parties. 81.
Wow. Dude, reminiscing. Jeez, man. Heavy.
So you have an Instagram for the people can follow the Chicano page?
Yeah, it's at El Chicano Film. At El Chicano Film. Yeah, please. Support, man. It's important. It's important.
Right. Yeah, we got to support, man. It's always sad because we start scrambling at the end. We try to save shows and save it. Like, we got to, from the jump, support it.
Brother.
Yeah,
just get out there and support it.
That's the only way we're going to change.
Got to revamp from Lowrider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, it's a blessing. You're getting to see familiar faces on the screen, people that you can relate to. And it still carries a universal message, you know. It's about choices you make in life and your loved ones and the culture itself and the community and your relationships with your mother. And it's just, there's a very human story about it.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And it crosses over. Like, I watched it. I'm Puerto Rican and Guatemalan. So for me, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get this because it's, you know, Chicano, it's Mexicano. But I was hooked from the jump.
That's fantastic.
You see the kid riding down, and the dude, bad things happen. I was like, oh, I don't know what's about to happen, but it's going to be good. And it was just amazing to see all these different shades of brown on screen. And, you know, and it crosses over. So, like, if you listen, if you're not Mexicano, you're not Chicano, watch it. Still an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like you were saying, I mean, you got – you know, you had those girls out there quoting, you know, you know, lines from, you know, from Blood and Blood Out, which, you know, we hope that continues with this film too. You know, some
in this movie, and Chicano always been around then.
Yeah, the legend. We've created this kind of legend.
He's like the Zorro for the ghetto.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's why I saw it, bro. I saw it. He's like a Zorro.
Yeah. Now, do you ever see a Chicano leaving and helping other neighborhoods?
Hell yeah,
now? Going to the Bronx, going to Chicago.
Go to New York.
There you go.
Why not? Yeah, definitely. Except,
he doesn't have a horse. He has a chopper.
Yeah, he's got a chopper, yeah.
He has a chopper.
Iron horse. He's got an iron horse. Yeah.
Now, will he ever become environmental conscious and get like one of them hybrid choppers? If Tesla comes out with a...
You can't call it a buggy.
You gotta stop
hybrid.
And charge it.
Yeah, he's gotta stop and charge it.
He's like, damn it, he has to plug it in. Yeah. Just waiting. Son of a. That's funny.
What's up, fool? Get tickets and find theaters at elchicanofilm.com. Elchicanofilm.com. And you can find out where it's playing, man. But you know what, man? You know, if you have kids, bring your kids, man.
Nah.
Why not?
It's got an age limit because that movie got gory. Well, I was like, whoa.
I took myself to see a scary movie, bro. I didn't even think a pedo was going to come out. What is that, grinding?
Yeah.
That's how unwanted babies are made.
Yeah. That's twerking. You got to have that whole speech with them.
I like that your movie didn't keep it PC, bro.
Yeah, we want to tell a story. We want to tell the real story.
I like the little message at the end, you know, where we all got to get along.
Right.
I hate going with messages, bro. All these Latinx, Kleenex, you know, they want a message and shit. Nah, bro, it's just a fucking. There ain't no message in white movies, bro. Why do we got to have a message? Can we just have a movie and everybody be fucking happy?
Yeah.
Ah, bro, they didn't put enough. People always complain, bro. You know what, bro? It was all right, but. I wanted more Latinos. All those things, there was not enough Cubans in there.
Yeah.
There was no Dominicans, bro. Sorry, bro. Everybody here has to wear socks.
Right.
Orale.
Orale! Hey.
What's up, fool?
Go watch it. It's playing in New York, too, man. Yeah. Prove me wrong.
That's right.
Wear high heels. You know, I know you were Guatemalan too, dog. Man. You just threw that in there, bro. Blend in.
Mom's Guatemala, man.
Like you get your height.
Yeah.
So you were a chick magnet like Sal when you were little?
When I was little, no, man. I didn't have a growth spurt till like college. I was tiny, so girls were just he's adorable, but. No.
I'm still waiting for my growth.
Me too. My parents lied to me too. They're like, you could be 6 feet tall, mijo. Just eat your vegetable. They had me eating everything. And then I realized genetically, I was like, nah, that's never happened. Yeah.
What movie you see when you were a kid? You go, you know, fuck this. I want to be in this movie or I want to be part of this scene.
You know, a movie that really resonates with me, it's two movies.
Heat.
Once Were Warriors.
Oh, shit. My favorite movie.
That's it, baby. Once Were Warriors. It's just, you watch that.
Don't fuck with Jakey Lee.
Jake, man. I just had the greatest opportunity last. I direct episodic television right now, and I did an episode of Siren in Vancouver. And Rena Owen, who plays the wife, Jake's wife, she's on that show. So I got to.
You seen them with Once Were Warriors?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Bro, I love that movie.
The Rapist Bro became a fucking Chicano star in LA.
Yeah, Cliff Curtis.
Cliff Curtis.
He played Smiley in Training Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that was really him, bro, till later on.
It's crazy. In another life, when I was an actor, I'll tell you I think a few people know.
That you're Boomer Cervantes.
I know. It was between me and Cliff Curtis for that part. Oh. I actually read for Antoine Fuqua, at least. I had like three callbacks.
Oh, wow.
And I actually did the table read.
Oh, wow.
And they decided to go Cliff Curtis, but you know, it wasn't Cliff's a fantastic actor. But again, you know, we go back to like the hardcore Latino part, and they brought a New Zealander in to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a fan, and I'm a fan of that film. But Yeah, I mean, that was one of those films you saw. It's like, oh, I want to be a filmmaker.
Right.
This is early, I think, 92 or 93.
Because they only had Maoris in it.
Maoris, bro.
Like, there were no white people
inside. The culture and just, and it was so visceral and raw and
when
real.
People ask me, what's your favorite part of Crazy Asians? Crazy Rich Asians, when the white people disappear out of the movie. That was my fucking favorite part.
But you see him at the end of the credits.
Yeah.
Technical work.
Producer.
Producer.
They're there.
What's up, fool? Yeah, show's coming up. Tell us again.
May 5th, I'll be in Portland at the Harvey's Comedy Club, so come on out.
You're going to love that place, man. I think George Perez was just there.
Yeah, and then watch Entrenos on HBO Go, HBO Now, HBO On Demand. Get some comedy in your life.
Nice. People, don't forget, May 3rd, go watch El Chicano story, Sal Lopez, directed right here by Ben Creed.
Ben Creed, man. Love it.
Lincoln, California. Okay, man, this week I'll be at Thunder Valley Casino, Lincoln, California, with Rodrigo Torres, Larry Bubbles Brown. Man. Los Angeles, Comedy Store. I'm doing an all Spanish show May 16th. Irvine, California, May 23rd to 26th. Salinas, California, May 3rd, 31st. Fox Theater, Stockton, Bob Hope Theater, June 1st. Man, you speak awesome. Spanish?
I do, but I can't do comedy in Spanish. I got booked one time to do it. It was.
I had to wait. No way. Noches
con platanito. I got a phone call.
Oh my God. He speaks so fast, that guy.
Yeah.
You should have been on that show.
No one told me he was a clown. I get a call.
Nobody told you he was a clown?
No.
That's the big thing.
I get a phone call.
You don't even know the show. You know he's
a. No, this is how I was sold. I get a phone call. Hey, we want you to do this show. Is he's the Jimmy Fallon of Mexico. I was like, cool. Jimmy Fallon of Mexico, let's do it. I get to the dressing room, they're like, Platanito wants to meet you. There's no signage. There's no like, as you're walking in. All of a sudden, this dude in a three-piece suit and a clown makeup comes in. He goes, mucho gusto. And I was like, wait, what?
Wait a minute, what's going on?
Is this part of the show?
Is this a joke?
Yeah, so I called producer back. And I was like, he's a clown. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, does he do clown stuff when I go out there? They're like, no. Do I mention he's a clown? They're like, nah, just talk to him normal. I was like,
talk to him normal.
All right, I guess we're doing this.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's rough. Yeah. I think, I don't know.
I was
off the show a few times. I just wasn't available. I know Emilio Rivera did it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was struggling. Struggling.
Oh, yeah. It was, but so
they haven't played a game.
They called me. They're like, we want you to do comedy. It's going to be a game. You only have to do like a minute. And I was like, I could do a minute. I could translate my act into a minute. And then when I get there, they tried to change it up on me. Like, you have to play a game. And I was like, what's the game? They're like, oh, it's like karaoke. You're going to hold a tray. And they put this stuff on you, and he buzzes you. It's like a taser. I was like, no, we're not doing that.
I got slapped with a burrito, bro.
No.
Yeah. They were trying to the switching bait, and I was like, no, I'm doing a minute of stand-up. That's what I was told.
That's it.
We got this other game with these wooden guitars. I was like, nope, I don't even know how that one ends. We're doing stand-up.
I did the other show with the other woman.
That doesn't sound good.
I did the Mexican woman, like, Chupitos. Uh-huh. She's like a drunk woman comedian. Reto Famosos. So they put my head in like an incubator with these two like actresses from Mexico. Uh-huh. And I see, okay, they drop a bunch of dirt and hay on her head, bro.
Uh-huh.
And crickets.
No.
She flew like from Mexico for this, bro. Uh-huh. She could have done this crap in Mexico. So the other girl, they all got dressed up too, bro. They were pretty, right? And the other one, they dropped spaghetti on her head.
They put you through hair and makeup
for
this?
Fucked up her day.
Oh, so man.
I'm like, okay, man, they're going to drop something worse on me. They didn't tell me, bro. They dropped a bunch of sand on me, and then I saw a scorpion on my lip.
Oh,
they
were
all scorpions, bro.
Oh. Are you serious?
Dicha lacrans, dog. And I looked in front. And you could tell that these scorpions were not getting along in the bucket. Because they forgot about my eyeballs. Oh. And they started fighting, bro. They had their own Lord of the Rings fight, bro. Who's going to eat his nostrils? And I spit one out.
Scorpion God, king, dude.
And another one, man, out of nowhere, bro, I dressed up like a cheerleader, dog.
Really?
I just want to be in the room when they pitch that show.
That
when they pitch that show, it's a talk show. Now we're going to pass, but I'm in clown makeup.
I mean,
all right.
He gets away with jokes in Spanish that you can't get away in English, you know? Uh-huh. Like they were doing a bunch of faces, and like, you know how memes are? Like, it's a funny picture, and you write something funny on the bottom. So there was one photo of LeBron James getting a finger to his nose like this. Uh-huh. And then on the bottom, the joke he said was, in Spanish, he said, what do your sisters smell like?
Oh,
but he said in Spanish, hey, cabrón, ¿cómo pasa tu voz? A ver, ¿cuál es tu hermana? Ay, güey. Burr, burr.
Yeah, they got the sound effect.
The conversation went on.
Yikes.
Eres masoquista. What is it?
Eres masoquista, güey.
Masoquista.
Masoquist, right?
I guess you can't sue him over there.
No, you can't. But here we got fired one from Mexico. That's why he's in America. What's up, boo? El Chicano, May 3rd. Go to El Chicano Films, man. Go watch the fucking movie, man. Bootlegged, selling outside food for less. That's probably going to be the number one bootleg movie this week.
That's right.
It's going to blow up like fucking Soul Plane.
Oh, I forgot about Soul Plane.
That's the movie that blew up Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before it even came out of theaters.
Before I found out that this promoter that booked me in Seattle, the one that robbed me, like $700 and never got paid. I heard that after Soul Plane, Kevin Hart went over there and the guy didn't want to pay him either. He said that he walked with Kevin Hart holding him in a headlock out the casino.
Uh-huh. That's a low headlock if it's Kevin holding you.
Kevin Hart's in a restaurant for the
That's
money.
A 2 foot tall headlock right there.
Ties are bad, bro.
What?
For comedians who don't get paid.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah. I've been shorted and I'm like, nah, we're not. I need the full amount. Yeah,
people you're a tough guy, bro.
Yeah,
really. Me they smoke me out. His girlfriend flashes me. I forget that I'm sure.
I'm all right.
I'm not like Brent over here, bro. Just going over there, bro, learning everything he has to do, staying hours and hours, stealing all the food from craft service.
And he's a stuntman, so you can't hurt this dude right here.
Craft service is very important.
What's up, fool? Where can they find the film again?
You're going to find the film at, we have tonight.
Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah. El Chicano Film. ElChicanoFilm.com. Yeah.
ElChicanoFilm.com.
Yep.
Eric Rivera, thank you for being here,
Thanks
bro.
For having
Go
me,
check him out this Sunday in Portland at Harvey's Comedy Club. How much are the tickets?
I think $15.
$15. They're a guest list?
No.
Fuck you in the guest list. Cheap motherfuckers, man. Pay motherfuckers. Yeah, man. Go check him out, man. Harvey's Comedy Club, a real, real nice club. Yeah. There's plenty of parking in the streets. It's fucking nice. Yeah. It's fucking Portland, man. You're going to have fun. What's up, fool? Rodrigo Torres, tell us something, bro.
May 14th, Viva Los Jokes.
All right.
Orale, like California.
Orale, man, orale.
All right.
He's sitting on a laptop.